Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G just making a video about I hate double standards. Well, let's go. Yes, fellas, you know how with women and men there's always different standards that we have to adhere to and obey and whatnot? Well, yes, apparently women don't like to get raped. Technically they do, but you know, that's a video for another time, right? Prelude maybe? Maybe. Anywho, yes. Well, according to some women, they don't like getting raped, but yet they like committing crimes against other people. You say, oh, what do you mean? Yes, how does Antarctica of women getting raped by men equal to other stuff? Oh, yes, let me tell you. Well, here we go. Yes, look at the shit that they're writing right now. The romance authors got away with making their smut so mainstream they can put books about older women seducing minors on the shelf. This is what you get when the publishing industry is run by 80% women. Disgusting. Yes, let's find out what does he mean by disgusting. Yes, women being running anything turns things into shit. Let's look in the back of the book, shall we? According to Entertainment Weekly, reading about Celeste was honestly disturbing and fun. Ooh, a highly derivative read. H.S. Nutting lands it. New York Times, completely entertaining. Salon. What the fuck's wrong with all these women? Well, let's read the back. Celeste Price is 26-year-old. Beautiful, smart, married to a handsome man with money, and starting a new job as a junior high school teacher in suburban Tampa. What the fuck? If this guy has money, why is she a teacher? I don't know. Whatever. Stupid chick logic, right? But anywho. Yet she harbors a dark secret. Ooh, please tell. She is driven by a singular sexual obsession. Oh, shit. Like what? 14-year-old boys. Holy shit. You know what's funny? That if a guy wrote down that he's into 14-year-old girls, oh, they'd be hooting and hollering. But I guess you have to be nuts to believe that shit, right? But anywho, back to the show, right? As the school year begins, Celeste has chosen and seduced the naive Jack Patrick. Ooh, Jack Patrick, he got seduced by a cougar. 26-year-old cougar, huh? A quiet, thoughtful boy in the awe of his teacher. Ooh, sexy teacher. Got it made. She's hot for teacher. But when her lustful frenzy begins to spiral out of control, fucking A, always out of control, damn women, the insatiable Celeste bypasses each hurdle with swift thinking and shameless determination. Yes, chase that underage cock, put it in your mouth, go blah, 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 blah. You fucking pedophile bitch. Oh yes, if I would have wrote this shit, they would have crucified me. But like a woman wrote this, it's okay, right? Because she's a dream maker. Me, I'm a fucking world ender, right? But okay, what do I know, alright? I'm just a stupid retarded bird. I guess we're living in the end of times, aren't we? Jesus Christ, the shit that this chick came up with. And who wrote this shit? Yeah, her name is Alyssa Nutting. Fucking nut all over her face, I guess. I don't really like her face. She looks all weird. Yeah, and she was born in 80 or 81. I don't know how that works, because you know how women lie. So she's like around 44, 43. Doesn't really matter. She's still a fucking psycho. Yeah, she was married to one dude that was a tattoo artist. They had one girl, divorced because she's a psycho. Married another guy that was a book writer and divorced him, and she became a dyke. Gee, who would have thought, right? Yeah, well, who cares? She's a piece of shit. I feel sorry for the little girl, because this girl's gonna be all fucked up in the brain when she gets older. But I digress, right? Yes, let's read the bottom of this dealie. Yes, supposedly it's a plain reader. I wouldn't put my name saying this shit. Let's read it. It says, this is a sly and salacious work. Nutting forces us to take a long, unfitting look at a deeply disturbed mind, and more significantly, at society's often troubled relationship with female beauty. Well, trouble in mind, this chick does do... Oh, man, this chick's a world-class turd, in my opinion, but whatever, right? And relation with female beauty? I don't know. I don't want to read this shit. I bet it's going to be fucking garbage. A big old dumpster fire, but who knows? A work of serious ambition, both literally and moral. Moral ambition? What the fuck? What, molesting 14-year-old kids is something moral? It's not the moral high ground. Quite the opposite. And this plain reader is fucking retarded in the brain to the nth degree, right? Am I the only one who believes this shit? I don't think so. Yeah, this is insane. This plain reader is insane. And also this author. What if someone seduces her daughter? Yeah, I know the daughter's not 14 years old. She's what, 6 maybe? Yeah, what's the difference, right? 6 to 14? A pedo's a pedo. Well, I guess technically a 14 will be a Phoebephile, but splitting hairs, right? Well, let's go on and see what Looney Tunes keeps on saying. It is also laced with dark and sometimes savage humor and juicy riffs on consumer culture and its twin obsessions of youth and beauty. Those are by women's standard, you dumb bitch. Had to be a dumb bitch. I bet the fucking author fucking nutty. Fucking nutting all over her face and ass. Fucking lesbian. Fucking... Oh, what a twit. But yes, women are supposed to be like the leaders and stuff. Oh, yo, 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 yo. If we're not going to go to hell in a handbasket, I don't know, man. It's going to be a miracle. Fermi paradox solved.
But wait, there's still more. Order now and you get this.
Yeah, look at this bitch. This fucking bitch says, married Illinois special education teacher. So that means she teaches retards. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I guess she molested a retard. It says, charged with molesting a 15-year-old student. Extremely disturbing. Yes, I bet this chick fucking molested a retard. Or maybe she won't get arrested because she molested a retard. I don't think they consider it to be human. But I could be wrong on that part. Don't you think? I don't know. Yeah, you know what? This chick is fucking ugly. To me, she looks like the sea hag from Popeye. Do you remember Popeye? Well, let me bring her up. Yeah, this is the chick what she looks like, the sea hag. That's her. Oh, but who cares, right? Moving on. Look at this right here. It says, instead of testing on animals, why don't we test on rapists? Oh yes, why don't you do that, right? If you're gonna do that, want to do that also to female rapists, right? But no, only men are rapists, right? Look what it says down here. What are they gonna do, say no? And then the person at the bottom, it says, because they're still people, and you got 35 upvotes. And the person at the bottom, it says debatable. And he got downvoted 23 times. Yes, you see, everybody clumps rapists with men. But, you know, those are just double standards. Women could rape too. Yeah, but, okay, what do I know, right? I'm stupid. But no, you could have Down syndrome like this, retard. Whatever, better a pedo than a homophobe. In the bottom it says, Happy Hanukkah! Of course you're Jewish, you stupid fuck. Yeah, you'd rather be a pedophile than a homophobic. I'd rather be fucking a homophobic, even though I'm not scared of homos. I'd rather do other things to homos, but, you know, live and let live. But this guy says, oh, a pedo, blah, blah, blah. Whatever, people are people, and I think I think pedophilia is more common than you think. That's just what I think, you know, but I could be wrong, who knows. I'm not a doctor, of course, but... And don't worry, it looks like over there in the east, it's gonna be fucked up too. Look at these dumbasses, they're gonna follow the west. It says, amendment to the hijab and chastity law. Iran abolishes the morality police. Oh, they fucked up if they're doing that. You're gonna start seeing all kinds of bullshit. Just look at Saudi Arabia. They act like they're high and mighty, but no, they start doing all that shit. Also, Turkey, too. They're supposed to be Muslims and... whatever. Yeah, fucking Iran came up with the drone warfare, but guess what? Fucking the U.S. has their feminist warfare. Let's see if you could take that color revolution. Fuck, man. That's not a good thing, because I don't want feminism to win. Boo! Oh, well, fuck. Well, whatever. Hopefully Iran doesn't fuck up and do the bullshit. And I hope Putin doesn't throw Iran under the bus, because if America wins, guess what? global homo and feminism is going to rule the world, and I don't want that, do you? I don't think so either. Well, anyways, I better go do some other shit, because it be what it be, yo. Well, you take care, be the best people you can be, and fuck this shit. I hate double standards. Take care. Bye-bye.
Hi, guys. This is one of the fuckers that came and burnt the trucks. And now he got fucked up, basically, properly, and he's lying near the fire. So he's about to die, and I'm very, very happy he died, you puss. Hey, you bastard, die. Die, your mother. Die, you fucker. You must fucking die, you puss. Big puss.